Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of On Tap. We are graced by the presence of Gail Lewis herself. Gail, give us a peek behind the curtain. Give us the whole rundown. We want to hear from start to now, what started this whole virality of the entity that is Gail Lewis?
The entity of me? Well, I want to say it started 10 years ago when I first got into Walmart. I mean, it was an awesome job. They would give us what they call my share, which was also like an incentive program. And as the years went on, I mean, like I actually fell in love with the place. I mean, like, you know, it was my bread and butter right there. And when the pandemic hit, they took away a lot of things from us. And it just like you had to end up being like as tough as nails, just working there during that time. And when it was like, because you had your customers that were like Karens, people that were saying, oh, that the pandemic wasn't real. I mean, we still had to pretend it was real for our safety. We were never given the proper equipment that we were supposed to see. I mean, everything that you saw was legit. And after my 10-year run, I decided it was about time to look for a better job because it was getting a little too hectic at there. I mean, I can only handle so much. My mental health's more important than a job, honestly. And I ended up finding a better job, and like I seriously did miss everybody because, like, you know, they did become like family. I would see them more than I would see my own family, you know, for 10 years. And I mean, like, I had a lot of great people that worked with me. My supervisor even built the stairs going up to my house because, like, they were rotting out, and he was nice enough to build the stairs for me. I mean, like, that's how close we were, and he didn't even charge me for it. And the week of that, I knew that I was quitting Walmart, I would cry every single day because I knew I was going to miss these guys. And we used to mess around with the walkies all the time. Like you put them together, get that squelch sound going on, or you just like hit the button, hit clicking on that. And we would mess with the managers when they tried to talk on the walkies just to mess them up. And hit, like, you know, because we got bored there all the time.
Yeah.
And my last day, my supervisor told me, he's like, you better do something special. And I'm like, okay, I got an idea. And I did that, what you saw. And then as I got home, I was looking through the videos and I was still crying because, like, you know, I did miss those guys. And then next thing you know, it just all kind of came together right there.
That's awesome. That's the start of the video. Like the first video that you put out, what was the whole idea? Like, this was your last time signing out. And what was that like? Like, what was everyone's reaction that you were with?
You can actually, if he would have like kept recording afterwards, you would have heard everybody get on the walkie and say, good luck, Gail, we're going to miss you. I mean, that got me crying a little bit too, but he like ended it right when there. And as like I said, as I got home, I mean, I'm in my car and I'm just bawling at that time. I mean, it felt like my heart was breaking, honestly.
Yeah, Gail, I'm the Walmart warrior herself. I'm just honored to be in your presence. We got talking for a little bit before this episode. We had some technical difficulties and, you know, Gail and I kicked it off. And one thing that I've just been so curious about is, so you get the video posted, how long did it take before it started getting the traction? And also, like, how did you handle, like, going on to your TikTok and just seeing 99 plus notifications over and over again?
Oh, man. The, like, day one, as soon as I finished putting it up on the TikTok, like, I want to say it was like, probably about an hour in. I normally get like 100 views on like any of my videos before then. And like, they wouldn't even get like 5 likes easily. I mean, you get 100 views, 5 likes. That was the best I was getting. And next thing you know, I see a 0 and a 7, and it actually represents somebody doing this in a video game. And I'm like, yeah. Okay, this is getting a little weird. I mean, I see a lot of those coming up. And then next thing you know, thank you for your service. We love you. Thank you for your service. And then the like, I'm like, okay, I looked at it like an hour later. I'm like, wow, 10,000 views. That's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
And I'm like, something seems like it's going to actually be viral. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to stand back and, you know, wait a day. And then the following day I woke up, I was literally at 13 million views.
Wow. One day, that's 13 mil. That's insane.
Unbelievable. See, I'll just like Sam, it's just an honor to be here. This is the first time I've shot a podcast where I'm actually like feel kind of starstruck. You blew up so fast, so overnight. You went from, you know, just your average everyday Joe working in a Walmart to shooting a video with Danny Duncan. What's that like, blowing up overnight like that? And obviously you're feeding into it. Well, the video with Danny went awesome. Do you have any more future plans, or is it just like you're just kind of rolling with the punches right now?
Right now, I'm kind of rolling with the punches, like whatever comes to me. I mean, like I did get the Chicago Fire soccer team. They did hit me up, and they're wanting me to do what they call breaking the glass, where you get this like fake little axe and you break the glass. It's almost like getting a first pitch out at a baseball game, which I think that's really cool because I've never been to a sporting event ever in my life.
Oh, that's awesome. Gonna be great.
That is so cool. Yeah, let's rewind a little bit and bring us back to the time that you spent with Danny Duncan when you were making that video with him. What was that like going into that Walmart with Danny Duncan? I mean, he's got a lot of notoriety, obviously, especially you when it comes to YouTube. What was that like being around him and his people?
It was actually really cool. I mean, he's a really super nice guy. Unfortunately, you saw that he was not feeling the bestest in the world. And he, like, I was pushing him around, and he's like, he looked at my shoes when we first got into the Walmart. He's like, where can I find those shoes at? And I'm like, all right, let's go over here. I knew exactly because Walmarts are all set up exactly the same. And we found him a pair of boots just like mine. And then he's like, okay, what hack into the Walmart system. I'm like, I don't know if I can do that because like certain Walmarts, you have to have the old code, but I know them all. And like, honestly, I'm surprised we didn't get kicked out for that because the speaker wasn't that the bestest in the world. I think that was like the only place you can actually hear us was like right underneath the speaker.
You looked a little nervous, Gail. Was that a big, big moment for you when Danny was trying to get you to do that?
Actually a little bit because like, I know how Walmart is when you can mess with their PA system. That's why you see me kind of like ducking. I'm like, okay, if this guy's going to turn around, especially if this is the only speaker in the store you can hear us out of. So I'm like doing it and I'm like hiding at the exact same time because I try not to get us kicked out, but we ended up getting kicked out anyway.
I know that video was probably pretty heavily edited. How much time did you spend with Danny and all those guys?
At the Walmart, we probably, like, no joke, was about 15 minutes inside and about 20 minutes outside dealing with the police officers. And then we went to his little farmhouse that he has out in Inglewood. I mean, it was awesome. I had a good time. He let me play with the flamethrower, as you saw.
And, I was going to ask you what the flamethrower, whose idea was it? Did he just bust it out and you were like, let me shoot that bitch? Or were they, like, hyping you up, making you shoot it? Or, I mean, did you just, it's awesome. Everyone wants to play with a flamethrower, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, who doesn't want to play with a flamethrower nowadays?
The smile on your face. And I think the first thing you said is, this is coming home with me. You're like, this is the best moment ever.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, I was happy with that thing. I mean, the feel of that thing, you can actually feel the flame hitting your face, but it's not touching you. And you like, you can feel the heat. And then you just, like, you can actually feel it just shooting right out of your hands right there. And you're like a special button on it. And it emptied out really quick. But, I mean, it was still fun to play with.
What do you plan now for like content that you're going to be making? Are you trying to make like being a personality a full-time thing now?
If it comes to it, I mean, it's up to everybody else to say, hey, Gail's still with it, or if she fell off or something like that. A lot of people are like hating, but you know what? The hate actually gets me like a little bit of a, I hate to say it, clout, but I mean, that's what's been going on a little bit too. I'm still in their eye a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. Some of our best clips we've ever had is just people making fun of us. It gets the algorithm moving.
Right.
Yeah. That one thing that, you know, is gotta be insane for you is all the fans anywhere you go now. I'm sure if you go to the grocery store, if you go to the gas station, you have people coming up to you. Oh my God, Gail Lewis. Has that been a big adjustment for you to deal with the fans?
No matter what, as long as they don't come to my house, which has happened a few times, I will be sitting down and having dinner. If somebody comes up and says, hey, can I take a picture with you? You're awesome. You're Gail Lewis. I will be happy to do that. But I mean, like, but the only thing I don't like is if you come to my house and that's a whole nother story.
Yeah. Everyone needs their privacy for sure.
Yeah. I mean, that's the only thing I won't do is if you come to my house, I won't take a picture with you. But I mean, I can be sitting down, which has happened before. Sitting down, eating dinner, people come up and they'll be like, oh my God, you're Gail Lewis. Can I take a picture with you? I will actually get up and be like, yeah, sure, here we go. Because if it wasn't for the fans, I would never be where I'm at today, honestly.
That's another thing I wanted to talk about is I haven't seen anything of it so far. Before the fame, before the video went crazy, who is Gail Lewis? I mean, what are you, do you have any hobbies that you love to do? Do you have any special things about you? Do you like hanging out with your family? Just who I want to do a deep dive on, like, who Gail Lewis was before the internet.
Before Gail Lewis was the internet, Okay, so I never had a car in 12 years. I would actually walk 3 miles every day back and forth to Walmart. I would go in 3 miles in, and then I worked my full 8-hour shift, and I would walk all the way back. I recently just got, you know, I'm pretty sure you saw what I drive now, but I just got that like 2 years ago. And like now I'm able to like, you know, go out a little bit more places and stuff like that. But in the meantime, like where I live at right now, there is zero public transportation whatsoever. There's no buses. There's no trains. They got a bus service, but like you have to call ahead and these guys will not show up like 90% of the time. And so like you had to be on foot all the time. And like my hobbies, I mean, like I'm a huge, huge, huge video game collector. I got a lot of video games.
Heck yeah.
And the funny thing is, like when how I met Danny was a guy that worked with us at Walmart doing a remodel. He gave my son, because my son was working with me at the time at Walmart, he gave my son an old Game Boy, like an original Game Boy. And my son gave that to me for Christmas. And if it wasn't for that Game Boy, I would have never trusted these kids. Like, who are these kids? And he's like, my dad gave you a Game Boy. I'm like, okay, I'm going to work with that. So collecting video games actually got me a little bit further in life too.
What kind of video games do you collect? Just like old systems or what? Like, what are you into?
Oh, I got them all almost. I mean, like I have a ColecoVision, have an Atari. I have the original Nintendo, which has like about 600 games with it. I have a Sega system. All the Xboxes except for like the newer ones, PS1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I mean, like, I've been collecting them since I've been like playing them. So, I mean, and then my son will play with them too. So, we actually have fun with it too. We even got the Switches, we got the Wii U, we got the Wii. I mean, all that fun stuff.
Heck yeah. Does Walmart ever hook you up? Did they ever hook you up tight with a good PS5 deal? Because I've been looking at buying one forever and I just can't do it. They were so hard to find for so long and now they're so expensive.
Right. I mean, like I had a discount card that only took off like 10% of that. But I mean, like that was the only thing that they could do for me. But I was lucky enough to get the Spider-Man Venom edition skin for it.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet. Feels hell yeah. OK, rewinding now back to your time at Walmart. After you left, what was that like for your store? I had saw in some of your videos, you talked about like people harassing that Walmart, like calling that Walmart, putting things up in that Walmart, people showing up to like do a mockumentary about you. What have they said anything to you? Like, hey, can you get people to like stop calling us?
I tried one time and it did not work out. It actually fanned the flames a lot more because people are like, I'm going to do it no matter what. But Walmart did try to reach out to me one time about the video, but they weren't willing to do anything for me for the video. They just wanted to take the credit for the video, and then that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, nope, they ain't getting their hands on that. That's mine.
Right. No kidding. Ground. Yeah. When Walmart corporate reached out to you, what was that conversation like? How did that start?
Oh, it wasn't even like it was just basically a message on TikTok. They're like, oh, we want your video text. Yes or no. And then I didn't even respond.
Heck yeah.
Keep them waiting, Gail. Yep. I love it.
Obviously, a lot of crazy stuff has happened after the video was posted at that old Walmart, but you spent 10 years there, and Walmart, as every teenage boy knows, is a lawless playground. You can do whatever you want in there. What's some of the craziest things that you saw while you were working as a Walmart employee that people would come in and do?
There was a few things. We called it the ball pit. It's like during the summertime, we had the big balls of fun, the big rubber balls that sit in the pit. Everybody that was like under the age of 18 always climbed into that ball pit and just like start throwing balls all over the store. We had kids riding bikes and skateboards. We actually had a guy that, I don't know how he did it. He managed to get a hoverboard. He rode a hoverboard into the store and shoplifted and ran right out on a hoverboard.
That's crazy. I bet I would never, if I saw Gail Lewis there, I would never steal. I can't even imagine. Would you ever track anybody down? Any thieves you caught?
Walmart policy that we're not allowed to put hands on them. All we can do is observe the most we can do.
Damn. Can't even lay the boomstick down on someone. I'd be waiting at the door.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, you guys on a hoverboard, all I got to do is throw a mop in his way and he's stuck.
So did you ever see that video of someone running that four-wheeler through Walmart? What would you do if that was happening while you were there?
Pretty much clear the area out from, like, all the people, make sure they're not getting in the way of this guy being a dumbass, of course. And to make sure that, like, everybody's cleared out and then just, like, find out where he's going in the meantime, because you can't really, like, grab him or anything. even if he's inside the store, you're not allowed to put hands on anybody.
That's crazy. Even if they're ripping a four-wheeler.
Gil, were you a little nervous when you thought you might be trespassed from Walmart? Like, that had to hurt a little bit when they were coming after you. And then, obviously, they decided to take Danny and not you. But did you have a moment where you're like, oh, man, I might not be able to go to Walmart for a year?
Well, I mean, it's up to the individual Walmarts, but, like, we even went up to the guy before he kicked us out, and Danny's like, hey, do you know who she is? And he looked at me, and he goes, no, I don't care. Get out of my store right now. And they said that we were shoplifting, which we were not, and we paid for everything that we were going to get, and as we stepped outside, we had two cops, like, standing there waiting for us, and you got the guy with his vest going, like, oh, I'm a big, tough guy, you know, like that, and the other guy was, like, totally chill with us.
Yeah, I saw he took some pictures with you guys, and that montage was great.
And then, like, Danny, he got trespassed, but I wanted to get trespassed with him because, you know, you don't leave your homies hanging.
I love that you brought that up. I saw you held with Danny. You're like, hey, if he's going down, I'm going down with him, and that's when I was like, Gail is my gal. I love her. Gail, I'm just mind blown that we're here talking to you. And I want, one of my favorite pieces of content I've ever seen you in is when you've got the gun and you're doing the, you shoot a couple times, you're like, Gail Lewis, Morris, Illinois. And that's just, I just think about that pretty much every day. So thank you for that.
Yeah. And like, the funny thing is, while I was shooting the gun, the cameraman that was with Danny actually freaked me out a little bit because, like, I'm shooting the gun, and he goes, holy shit. I'm like, oh, and I almost dropped the gun. I thought I shot somebody. And the reason why he was saying that is because I wasn't blinking at all when I was shooting the gun.
He's like, oh, she got that, she got that crazy eye.
Cold-hearted.
Right? Like, he's like, you're not blinking at all. And I'm holding the gun. I'm like, am I supposed to?
Have you shot a lot of firearms or flamethrowers before hanging out with Danny Duncan?
Not flamethrowers, but a lot of guns before.
Okay, so you're experienced.
Like, we're pretty much country out here.
Yeah,
we feel that. We live in a town of 3,000 people, so we're pretty backwoods around here.
Yeah, you usually learn how to shoot a gun before you learn how to ride a bike around here.
I got an old strip mine here in Morris, Illinois. They used to mine out blue clay, and we would ride bigger four-wheelers than what you saw me riding on. I was looking at that thing, I'm like, man, this is tiny, but I'm gonna do it. But I rode bigger four-wheelers, and I would do actual jumps with these guys all the time too.
Oh, I could tell. I saw you on that quad. I'm like, that's a woman that can rip a wheeler. I could see the experience.
So Gail, first off, shout out to Kate's Cabin. From what I understand, she's the one that made your Mount Rushmore Gail Lewis design on some of your merchandise. She's actually how we got connected with you. How did the whole merchandise thing start for you, and where is it at now?
How it started was, like, I usually go with my gut feeling, and something told me that to go with her, and she made a video already. I'm like, oh, that's kind of cute. And I got a hold of her. Next thing you know, we're best friends over the phone. Like, I mean, I haven't met face to face yet, but we're best friends pretty much. She's been a godsend. Like, literally, she's been, like, taking care of my emails. She's been taking care of the merchandise line. I mean, she designed everything that we've been doing. And, I mean, like, you know, she is doing awesome work. And, I mean, like, I wouldn't be, like, half what I'm doing, because I would probably would have gone with somebody that was like, oh, you want $20,000 now? And the guy probably would have ran away with it. But she's actually sticking with me. And she's even doing more than what most merchandise people would do.
That's awesome. She seems so nice. I mean, she was so much of a help, like I said, getting us connected with you. And so we definitely got to give her flowers. So whoever's listening to this, go follow Kate's Cabin on TikTok. She does this particular Mount Rushmore design for Gail that she's wearing right now. Fabulous design. Gail, you have some of your own merchandise as well that you have kind of put together. What are some of those designs that you have other than the Mount Rushmore?
I actually got another hoodie. We call it the Cotton Candy one right here. It's for our Valentine's Day line. We're doing, like, hopefully, like, seasonal, or, like, even, like, what people would like. This is you, me, and Gail Lewis on a candy heart design on a cotton candy hoodie. And it's really comfortable and soft right here. And then we also have... Let me just get this little sucker. Same thing on a regular t-shirts or long sleeve shirts.
Oh yeah.
You, me, and Gail Lewis. And then we also have the Do Not Ghost Me. I actually like this one because I'm a Ghostbuster fan. And it's actually really cute. It's Don't Ghost Me.
That is awesome. Yeah. I love that.
Fun fact, Cody actually cried at the end of Ghostbusters.
The last one.
Oh, the third one?
Yes. Yeah, you know, it's like a sentimental thing, you know? He died. The whole movie is kind of in, like, memory of him. You know, at the end, it's like the granddaughter saves the day, and it's his ghost, and you know what I mean? Like, you got to get sentimental for that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, Harold Ramis was a awesome director. I actually visited his grave once before, and I mean, like, you could feel a peace going through, like, you when you were, like, standing there going over his grave. He's buried in Cary, Illinois.
Oh, really? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it's a big Jewish graveyard. It's very beautiful there. I mean, very peaceful and everything. And he's got, like, a plot, like, way off in the, like, a wooded area almost.
That's awesome. Dang. Couldn't ask for a better spot, honestly. He's a creative genius through and through. So are you kind of a movie buff yourself, other than you, like, big into movies other than video games?
Oh, yeah. I have a massive movie collection, too. I mean, like, I probably got about, like, maybe 9,000 movies, maybe a little bit more.
Holy.
Oh, wow.
That's insane. VHS, that's awesome. DVD. Do you got some VHS in there?
I got VHSs and DVDs. Nice. More DVDs than VHS.
That's awesome. Gail, what are some, like, things that you have in the works right now for some video ideas or some content that you're going to be putting out in the future as Gail Lewis with this new platform?
I really don't know offhand. Like, right now, like, I'm working with a new camera guy who's going to be helping me out a lot too. And he actually came up with a lot of good ideas. Like, the other day we went to a different Walmart than the Walmart in Moores, because they won't even let me film in the store anymore. So we went to a different Walmart, and as soon as I stepped out of the car, we were getting bombarded, but he was taking video the whole entire time. We even, like, joked around. We even went to Target, and I looked at him like, what are we doing here? This ain't Walmart. And he pans over and you see Target. Having fun with it at the moment. I mean, if I start, like, thinking about it, it's going to start becoming a little too hard for me to, like, think of really good ideas too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I am doing this thing every Tuesday, which actually I just posted, like, a little bit ago before I got a hold of you guys, is Bubba Truck Tuesday. And basically, people give me videos of their trucks. I put them into a mesh of a video, and it interacts with them. And I want them to interact with the videos too, because, you know, that's that their work that they're doing right there too.
Yeah, I saw your post about Bubba Trucks on your TikTok. Can you explain for the people that don't know, what is a Bubba Truck?
Well, normally a Bubba Truck is a lifted up truck with a big set of fat tires, and it's really super pretty with like not a speck of rust on it. But I mean, I accept all kinds of trucks. I mean, everybody's like, oh, rate my truck and do that. But I mean, like, I want everybody to be involved, not just Bubba Trucks.
I got to upgrade my truck situation. I've got a pretty plain truck. Man, I got to get on the page, Gail. One thing that had me curious, with you working with Danny, and I'm sure you've had a lot of YouTubers and different content creators reaching out to you. Is there anyone else in the YouTube game that you're looking to collab with?
Actually, Danny's the only one that really came out to me besides A-Rack. I mean, like, he did the vest signing with me and we put it on eBay. But besides that, Danny's the only other guy that got a hold of me.
Yeah, I saw that. Let's talk about the A-Rack vest signature for a little bit. He actually got banned from eBay, right? Because they thought it was a fake one?
Kind of. I mean, like, what happened was, like, he came out here and I signed it. And then he flew back to wherever he lives at. I think it's, like, L.A. actually where he lives at. And he puts it up on eBay. And everybody, I guess, like, decided that instead of, like, bidding like a normal bid, they just jacked up the price. And like, eBay has a thing where you can't prove how much money you got, and you can still, like, make a bet, and then that somebody can raise it up to like $1 million, and it still won't, if they don't have the money, they still won't sell it. eBay freaked out about that and they took it down, and that's why he ended up going to Golden.
I see. That makes sense. What did it end up selling for at the end of the day?
At the end of the day, if I'm not mistaken, it was $13,420.
Wow.
Holy.
Gail, how amazing is that your signature was worth $13,000? Like, that's something I dream of. My just simple signature being worth that much. That's amazing.
I mean, like, it was a little disappointing from going from, like, almost $500,000 to that, but it's still pretty freaking awesome. Yeah.
I don't think anyone would pay a dollar for my signature. So you got that going for you.
Right. And then I had another kid, I saw that he tried to sell a fake one on purpose, and I thought it was hilarious. So I got with him, and I'm like, hey, send me a vest and I'll sign it. And then we did, and he put it in, he takes it to the guy, tries to sell it. The guy's like, oh, I'll give you $100 for it. And he put it up on eBay. But the last time I looked, if it was on eBay, it was at $13,000. But then who knows, if he actually got the money for it or not, because like eBay has that problem going on.
Yeah.
Gail, I don't mean to put you on the spot. No pressure. But if we sent you a vest, would you sign a vest for us? We would put it up in the studio, and it would mean the world to me. We would not want to sell it. We just need a piece of Gail Lewis in the studio.
Just frame it.
Yeah, I can do that.
Jersey style. That'd be so badass.
That's electric. The greatest thing I've ever heard, Gail. You're making my whole day. I have so many questions for you. I want to get into your family and friends a little bit, because I'm sure they were thrown off from the situation. How what was it like getting the attention? Like, did you have family members you haven't talked to in a while being like, is this you? What's going on here?
My family, the only family I talk to is my son. The rest of my family, I haven't spoken with in 12 years.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. So, and my mom actually, she's one of the people I haven't spoken with in 12 years. During all this time, during pandemic and everything, she never called me to worry about me, like, hey, are you okay or anything? How's your son doing or anything like that? But when I hit the fame, she all of a sudden sent me a message saying, next move's on you. Get back to me whenever you can. It's like, you're more greed than anything else.
Oh, that's a bummer.
That's too bad.
And friends, I mean, like, I've had friends, like, you know, that are really tight-knit with me. I mean, like, I actually got my own personal little circle, and they're happy for me. I mean, they're like, that's so cool. I mean, can't believe it happened. And I'm like, I can't believe it happened either.
I'm sure your son is just over the moon on this. I'm sure he just doesn't even know what to think. His mom's a superstar.
He gets recognized too, because he was actually in a couple of my videos. I mean, like right after I did the Walmart sign out, I had him doing the can in front of Walgreens just to get the scent off of people where I'm actually working at now. Mm-hmm. And it worked for a while, and then it all kind of snowballed from there.
Yeah, on the subject of friends and family, and kind of tying it back in, rewinding a little bit, Valentine's Day is coming up. Does Gail Lewis have a Valentine? And if no, can I formally ask you to be my Valentine? My girlfriend will be cool with it. It's fine.
Well, I do not have a Valentine, but I have a close-knit relationship with a gentleman in Alabama who was my ex-boyfriend. So I'm sorry, we're going to have to pass on that. But you know what?
Damn it.
Right?
You know what? I'm
maybe
glad.
Next year.
I would have been insanely jealous. Maybe this worked out for the better.
I'm heartbroken. I'm absolutely heartbroken.
Hey, you know what? You got a girl there. You know, stick with her. She's all right.
She is.
Yeah, if she puts up with him, she's got to be all right. Gail, thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate it. If there's any way that we can help you do anything, please let us know. Otherwise, where can people find you? Where can they follow you at on social media?
They can follow me on Instagram, which I just finally got my Instagram going again. I was banned for a while, but it's Gail. Lewis.3367. Don't follow that original or official Gail Lewis page, because that's not me.
Okay.
Okay.
Trying to get that guy shut down, and Instagram says it's him and me, and it's a whole mess up right there. But if we can get a mass report on that guy, because he is selling merch that he's making money off of me, and I don't appreciate that.
Yeah. Interesting. All right. We'll get all the boys to go report that page ASAP. Go report the original Gail Lewis page, and go follow gail.lewis.3367.
Yes.
Got it. Boom. You got another follower.
Is there any way, before we wrap this thing up, is there any way that you can sign us out of here?
I will.
Yes.
This is Gail Lewis, Morris, Illinois, 844, signing out.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much, Gail. Have a great day. Have a great week. Have a great month. Thank you so much.
You guys have a great, awesome time.